Today, by a majority of 8-3, the Supreme Court rules that the government...
Somber and impeccably polite, the head of the Supreme Court, Lord Neuberger, sticks the legal boot into the British government. He rules that Prime Minister May not on her own trigger Article 50.
Any change in the law to give effect to the referendum must be made in the only way permitted by the UK Constitution, namely by an Act of Parliament.
Outside the court, under the shadow of Big Ben, the woman who brought the case, Gina Miller, exulted in victory. She said she'd struck a blow for democracy, ensuring that Parliament, not the government, will decide when and how the UK leaves the EU.
This ruling today means that MPs we have elected will rightfully have the opportunity to bring their invaluable experience and expertise to bear in helping the government select the best course in the forthcoming Brexit negotiations.
In a parliamentary democracy, she said, the people's representatives in Parliament must decide the fate of the nation. But many of the people who voted for Brexit don't seem to agree.
We voted to get out, so why can't we get out? We vote to leave, and they just stall and stall and stall.
Get out of the EU, it's a nightmare. I just want them out, they do my head in.
We voted, the public's voted, so it should stick. End of story, really. There's nothing much more you can say. Why do I want to re-vote? When you're out, you're out.
They should have triggered it 6 months ago.
Yeah, trigger Article 50. We've all voted to go out, and they should respect the majority of the people. And that woman who's taken us to court, she wants locking up.
Many Brexiters see Miller's case as just a bid to thwart Brexit, because while the people voted to leave the EU, most MPs would have preferred to stay in. So is Parliament now poised to overturn the referendum and go back on Brexit? Not if opposition Labour MP Stephen Kinnock is anyone to go by. He'll support the Brexit bill, although with gritted teeth.
I campaigned passionately for Remain. I lived and worked in Brussels for a number of years. I'm married to a Dane and all the rest of it. So, I'm pro-European with my heart and my head. But I'm also a Democrat. The referendum has overridden the way that I would normally look at the European question. And now we have to accept the reality.
Most MPs seem to feel the same, but there's a complication. The government has threatened its European partners. It's warned that if Europe erects major barriers against British goods and services, the UK may resort to drastic measures. It may cut UK company taxes to the bone to keep the country competitive. That has riled Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
We're going to hold them to account. We're going to hold them to account to protect jobs. We're going to hold them to account to make sure British industry does have market access. And we're not going to allow ourselves to become some kind of offshore tax haven. That's not what people voted for.
Labour says it'll put down amendments to the Brexit bill, requiring the government to seek the softest possible Brexit. And so will the pro-EU Scottish National Party, which seeks independence from the UK. The leader, Nicola Sturgeon.
Prime Minister set out last week a path towards the hardest of hard Brexits. I don't believe there's a majority for that in the House of Commons. I certainly don't believe there's a majority for that across the country. So this is an opportunity for the House of Commons to assert itself and to have a say not just on the narrow question, but on the broader terms of negotiation as well.
Sturgeon is furious that the Supreme Court, while upholding the UK Parliament's right to control Brexit, withheld that right from the Scottish Assembly. She's now threatening 50 amendments to the Brexit bill and a fresh referendum on Scottish independence. In the House of Commons, Brexit Minister David Davis launched his bill, brushing aside all the threats of obstruction.
The purpose of this bill is simply to give the government the power to invoke Article 50 and begin the process of leaving the European Union. That's what the British people voted for, and it's what they would expect. Parliament will rightly scrutinise and debate this legislation, but I trust no one will seek to make it a vehicle for attempts to thwart the will of the people or frustrate or delay the process of exit the European Union.
The government says it's confident the bill will pass unencumbered by amendments, enabling it to trigger Article 50 before the end of March. But after last year's tumultuous, unexpected events, such predictions must be treated with caution. Stephen Beard, DW, London.